Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Happy Passover and happy Earth Day to those who celebrate. The National Park Service is planning to conduct prescribed fire burning in Acadia National Park before May 10th, provided weather and fuel conditions meet the conditions established in the park's prescribed fire plan. They will be attempting to do burns at Jordan Pond House, the lower field between the pond house and the pond itself, at Pooler Farm off Route 3 in Bar Harbor, and at Fly Farm near Route 102 in Tremont. The purpose of these prescribed fire burns, they say, are to protect cultural landscapes by perpetuating open fields through the reduction of encroaching woody seedlings. According to a statement released by Acadia National Park, the purpose of the prescribed burns is to protect cultural landscapes by perpetuating open fields through the reduction of encroaching woody seedlings. And the prescribed fire program at the park is conducted by trained and experienced National Park Service fire personnel under controlled conditions, with the primary goal of ensuring the safety of the fire personnel and the public. Before the burns occur, there will be more specific details posted on Acadia's current conditions webpage and social media pages regarding the dates and locations. Arbor Day 2024 is coming up on Friday, April 26th, and the City of Ellsworth's new Arbor Commission will be celebrating its first Arbor Day by hosting an event that evening. The commission has been planting American chestnut trees in town with the assistance of local nonprofits and middle school students, and they also map wild trees and work to protect the genetic diversity among surviving chestnut trees here in Maine. Their Arbor Day event will feature a new award-winning documentary produced by the American Chestnut Foundation called Clear Day Thunder, Rescuing the American Chestnut. The film documents the history of the American chestnut, its obliteration by chestnut blight, and its road to restoration. The film explains why the chestnut was so essential to the social, economic, and ecological effects of forest communities from Georgia to Maine. It also examines why so many people have invested so much time and money to return this iconic tree to its native range. Their stories bear witness to how the love of a tree can drive people to secure its future. Mark McCullough, the president of the Maine chapter of the American Chestnut Foundation, will introduce the documentary and answer questions. He grew up with American chestnuts in western Pennsylvania and remembers playing on the chestnut split rail fences around the family farm in the 60s. For the last 40 years, he was an endangered species biologist for state and federal wildlife agencies in Maine. He has recently retired from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He is also a wildlife artist and responsible for the loon and chickadee featured on the Maine license plates. The Arbor Day event will be held on Friday at 7 p.m. at the Moore Community Center, 125 State Street in Ellsworth. More information can be found by emailing arborcommission@ellsworthmaine.gov. And about the Chestnut Foundation, you can go to tacf.org. Around Town will be out of town next week, the week starting on April 29th. So if you have anything for that period of time, the first week of May, that you'd like us to talk about on Around Town, be sure to get that to me as soon as possible, and I'll fit in as much as I can. My email address is news@weru.org, and be sure to also put it on the community calendar by going to weru.org, clicking on calendar, and filling out the form. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Thanks for listening to your community radio station, WERU-FM. I'll see you tomorrow.